We're talking about the Word being the final authority in your life. It's not what I'm going to preach on, but nevertheless, it is good. It is good. Amen. Thank you, Father. As I was on my way to church this morning, of course, it's beautiful outside, seeing all the green and all the blue in the sky. So I just, you know, I told God, I said, your favorite colors has to be green and blue. I know blue is pastor's favorite color. It used to be. I don't know. It may have changed. Green and blue. Amen. And I was thinking about that. I was just telling God, I thought, I think your favorite colors must be green and blue. And I got to thinking about what the meaning of green and blue were. And the green is the color of life. It means renewal. It means energy, growth, harmony. It means freshness. Amen. And blue means freedom. It means imagination, inspiration. It means expansion. Amen. Isn't that awesome? So as I began to think about that, we talked, you know, a few weeks ago about seasons in our life and the different seasons we walk through. And, you know, every season we walk through is just preparing us for the next season. So when you're going through a season in life, whether it's the summer, the spring, the winter, or the fall, don't be discouraged in any one of them. Because you know what? If you will allow it, it will cost you to grow your character, grow your integrity. You learn more about God. You learn more about yourself. Amen. And every season of life is an opportunity to learn. Amen. And to understand who you are and to know the Word. And as I begin to think about that, I begin to think of this Word. And the Holy Spirit was saying, this is a month where you're going to step into new beginnings. This is a season where you're going to step into new beginnings. Anybody ready for a new beginning? And see the completion of some things. And when I thought about that, I thought, don't put a question mark where God has put a period. I remember reading that one time. And, you know, it goes back to saying the Word is the final authority. If God's put a period there, don't put a question mark. Don't try to question why. Amen. And it says, doors that have been closed will suddenly be open in this season. Some of you all had some doors slammed in your face. Amen. And it's called hurt and confusion because this is the season those doors are going to be open and there's going to be an awesome healing taking place emotionally in some relationships. Amen. And he says, I'm touching the hearts of those you have been concerned about, and a turnaround in relationships you're going to begin to see. Amen. This is a season of turnaround in some relationships. And I found out with my walk in God, when there's been relationships broken, that if I will, as I have so learned from my pastors, this one thing, is to have patience. When there is something that's broken, don't try to fix it on your own, because you will cause more hurt and more confusion. But if you will just give it to God and stay true to Him, stay true to yourself, stay true to what you know the Word is the answer to, God will cause that relationship to be turned around. And you will have the opportunity to face that person again or face that situation again, and it will be healed. And it will be repaired. Because God is all about relationship, folks. Amen. He's all about relationships. Amen. So he says he's touching the hearts of those that are concerned, and a turnaround in relationships you're going to begin to see in this season. And he says sons and daughters that have been estranged, they will begin to turn homeward again. And that is just part of that been the final say-so of his Word. He's turning the hearts of children back to home. And when I read that, I thought, you know, that does mean, you know, the home where they lived, you know, the parents. But it also means home where God resides. He said he's turning their hearts back to home, back to God, back to that Word that's been planted in their heart. Amen. And he says, those of you that have sown into my Word, into your lives, that Word will begin to take root, and you will begin to see the changes as I begin to renew those relationships. You know, God has promised us that His Word is not going to come back void. He said, when my Word goes out, it's going to accomplish some things. Sometimes it happens quickly, and sometimes it takes a while. But that's where our faith and believing in the truth of the Word of God comes into play. Amen. So for you see, my sons and daughters, and you belong. For you see, you are my sons and daughters, and you belong in my kingdom. And part of that kingdom, because of the blood covenant, you received the blessings of that kingdom. When you got saved and born again and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you were transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We are in this world. We're not of this world. We should not be comfortable living here. We're on foreign soil. Amen. So if we get so comfortable living here, then what happens? We begin to receive the values of the world and what they believe. So it's okay to be uncomfortable out there. You should be. Because when you're being uncomfortable, that means that you're letting your light shine and somebody is seeing Jesus. Amen. He said, so may I remind you that all is well in my kingdom. Things may not be well in your home. Things are not well in this world. Things may be chaos at work. But remember, you're not of this kingdom. You're not of this world. Amen. You are in a different kingdom. So when you realize that what kingdom that you belong in as his sons and daughters, then you can say, well, all is well. All is well because I'm in the kingdom of God and everything else is going crazy around me, but I am not. Amen. I'm not going to be stressed out. I'm not going to be broken down. I'm not going to have a nervous breakdown. Amen. I'm not going to have anxiety and stress. Why? Because I belong to the kingdom of God. And he says that all is well in my kingdom. He says all is well in my kingdom. Things that I don't understand, all is well in my kingdom. Amen. And may I remind you that there is no lack in my kingdom. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. I have no need of nothing. Why? Because he is my shepherd. So remember today, church, that you are of a different kingdom. Amen. So when you leave here today, look at the sky and say, there's increase coming my way. Look at the greenery and say, there is a refreshing coming my way. Amen. You have made this in this earth for me to enjoy and me to look at, to remind me of your greatness. And for people to go out there and look at creation and say there's no God, they're missing a part of the elevator somewhere. Amen. But look out there and just say, you know, God, you're good. And good things are coming my way. I've trusted your word. I have stood on your word. And it doesn't matter. Your word has the final say. Stand this morning. The word says in Psalms 119 in the Sunday handout, it says, "What?" It's in the Message Bible. I really like this. And the article starts out, there are going to be many times in our life when we will be confronted to make a choice between sense knowledge, head knowledge, and word knowledge. Situations comes and goes in our lives. They're going to be there. You've got to be ready to deal with it when it happens. Amen? But one thing that we know, that God's word is unchanging. He is telling us he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what does this mean when we choose to make the word first and final authority in our life? It means believe in what he has promised in his word. Believe in the word instead of what the circumstances say. Believe in what God has given us in the word to live by instead of what people say. Amen. So there is peace. And when you choose in your heart to make that decision, that no matter what comes and goes in life, I'm going to base my life on what I know to be the truth of the word. And you know, when you do that, there is a stability that comes into your life. There is a peace that comes into your life. There is a joy that comes into your life. When you choose not to put a question at the end of the period, amen, that when you choose to say, you know what, I'm going to find out what the word says. And then what anybody else says, whatever anybody else does, whatever situation may be, I'm going to rest my hope on the word of God. And when you choose to do that, there is a peace. You may not see no change immediately, but there is a peace and a stability that will come into your life because of that. And it says, on down here, Psalms 119, 89 and 90, and I'll read this before I read that scripture, and we'll get into praise and worship. Man may change his opinion about what God has declared, and that's what's happened. Instead of taking our lives and taking the word and let the word transform us, we've taken the word and tried to shape it how we want to be. Okay, this is what how I want to live, so this is what I feel like the word is saying. The truth is the truth, and it's only found in Scripture. And if you want to live a life of pleasing to the Lord, an abundant life and a good life, find out what the word says. Because the truth is going to stand. Amen. But what he has promised will be sure forever. The word settled means fixed or to stand firm. But so many people says the word's not relevant today. I can do anything I want to do and suffer no consequences of it. But the word is still relevant today. It's never gone out of style. It never will go out of style. The word is relevant today. Okay, the word says in Psalms 119:89-90, what you say goes, God, and stays as permanent in the heavens, as the heavens. Your truth never goes out of fashion. It's as up to date as the earth when the sun comes up. Your word and truth are dependable as ever. That's what you ordered. Woo! You set the earth going. If your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times come. But I'll never forget the advice you gave me. You saved my life with those wise words. Save me. I am all yours. Amen. Just lift your hands this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. And as Holy Spirit is ushered into this place right now to settle upon us, that he begins to open our eyes of spiritual understanding and our spiritual ears of understanding, that we receive your word even when it's hard and we may not want to do it and we want to run our own way and we want to run our own lives. But you are the author of our lives. You are the beginning and you're the ending of our lives, Father. And you've called us to walk out in the middle. And the walking out in the middle, you said that you would be with us. And you've already gone before us. And Father, we just thank you as your Holy Spirit is ushering into this place right now. Settle upon each of us today, God, that we can leave this place with an assurity of knowing the truth of that word, God. And we are going to choose to stand on the truth of your word. Thank you for enlightening us to that, Lord. We thank you for this time of worship. Thank you for those that have stood and on your word time and time again. We delight in your word today, Father. We find it great joy to know you and to know you personally. And the church said, amen and amen.
Morning, church. How's everyone? Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody got something to be thankful, something
amen.
To be grateful for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Life is sometimes full of turmoil, but I know a God that he'll calm your waters. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship, here I am
to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Say how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, church, I want to share something with you. I'm going to be a granddad. I am. My daughter Mackenzie is pregnant. She's about 11 weeks now, and I can't wait. I can't wait. You know how I like a baby. You know how I've played with y'all's babies.
Amen.
Man, I got me one. I can feel full of chocolate and ski and the Coca-Colas and all kind of stuff, and then we're going to just see you later. That's going to be fun.
You going to send them over my house?
Nope. I'm going to send them over your house. They'll probably be over anyway, but anyway. But God is good, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, Cardo, when you think about that song, I just wanted to say this, but if you read the Psalms, I remember we had a class, had a school here, and I did a whole series on the Psalms. And you get to reading the Psalms, and you read all of them, and you think, boy, you know, there's lots of times David didn't sound spiritual. I mean, lots of times David sounded like he was depressed, and he was upset, and he even prayed that God would take his enemy down. And, you know, but the thing about, as I thought about that, and I thought about that song, Here I Am to Worship, is inevitably at the end of the chapters when he would start out being like, God, you know, they've done this, and you'd get them, and Lord, oh, my soul, you know, all that. In the end, he would say, but when I got into the presence of the Lord. And that's why it's so real. See, we all go through that, but when we get in, just like singing that, here I am, Lord, to worship. Am I worthy? Only by the grace of Jesus Christ. Have I done everything right? No, but the righteousness of God covers me. You know what? But today, right now, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And I can boldly come into his presence and say, God, here I am again. Amen. To worship you. Thanks, son.
You're welcome, man. Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your praise? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing the song you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say no? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank magnify you, God. You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God.
Hey, Mr. Sam.
Got a birthday, huh?
How you doing today, young man? You doing fine? You doing fine. Mr. Sam, how old are you? 92. Wow. Tomorrow. You'll be 92 tomorrow. Okay. Well, boy, I tell you what, I hope to live that long to begin with. Well, and then, now, that's nothing negative there. And then, when I get that far, I hope to look as well as you look.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. And then, not only that, Mr. Sam, would you stand up, Mr. Sam? Stand up. Mr. Sam, you've always treated me like I was one of your kids. Well, you have. You always checked on me. But I want to say this. I want to thank you for serving our country, Mr. Sam. God bless you, man. Because it's people like you that allow us to walk through so many open doors. And I appreciate you, Mr. Sam, very much, sir. Yes, sir. But now, being as I'm back here, I know you have a birthday tomorrow. So I want to congratulate you on another, the 92nd birthday, Mr. Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But also I like to do this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Thank you.
Love you, brother. You're a good man, Mr. Sam.
And I want to say something, Mr. Sam. I want to say it for the benefit of everybody else. I have known Mr. Sam longer than I've known anybody else in this church. Even Laverne. I knew Mr. Sam when I was old enough to remember. Like 3-4 years old. Because my grandparents, and they were quite a few years older than Brother Sam and Miss Eileen, but they run around together. My grandparents didn't have anybody to hold them down, and they didn't have any kids, and so they spent a lot of time with my grandparents. And then as a result of that, my mom and dad got acquainted with them, and we also all ended up in the same church, which was the Columbia Evangelical United Brethren. And one Sunday afternoon, this is before there was any modernization, there was a big swimming hole on Green River up next to Plum Point. And on Sunday afternoon, there'd be dozens of people up there on that sandbar swimming in that river. And my mom and dad and Mr. Sam and Miss Eileen and I went up there one Sunday afternoon. And we were there on the bank, and I was playing in the water. And Mr. Sam came up to me, and he said something to the effect of, well, let's go out here in the water a little deeper. I said, okay. And so we started out through that water, and we got out there, and it started coming up deeper and deeper and deeper, and he got up under my arms, and that's as far as I could stand. And I said something, and I think I may have jumped up and grabbed me around the neck, and he had to carry me back out of the water. But I still remember that. That's been a lot of years ago. We were both pretty young then, weren't we? And then I remember they moved to Indiana, and how long were you up there in Indiana? 45 years, and I never forgot them. I mean, when they moved back down here and we got to go visit them over on the farm, that feeling that I had when I was a little boy was still there. And so, Mr. Sam, happy birthday and many more to you.
Okay, we're going to, by it being Memorial Day weekend, you know, we're going to do the pledges to our flags. They're going to bring the flags out. Ricardo's going to do a song to remember there's two reasons why we're free today. Jesus Christ and the men who have fought all these years to save us. So I would like everybody to stand and salute, put your hand on your heart. We're going to do it to the American flag first, please. I'm so used to telling the kids, attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for whose kingdom, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we're going to do the Christian flag. Attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life everlasting for all who believe. Amen. Thank you. Carter. Y'all want to stay up here during that song, just help us to remind us.
standing on a hillside where the river meets the sea. White crosses without number line the fields of peace. Each one a silent witness staring back at me. And every cross a story of another place in time where young men thought it worthy to give their life for mine. And for the sake of honor, left their dreams behind. And for the price they paid, I'm forever in their debt. Their memories will not die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the ones who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember that freedom's ever free. On another hillside, just outside the city gates, the battle lines were drawn as soldiers took their place. The father watched in silence as the cross was raised. With freedom drawing closer, he took his final breath. He drank a cup of guilt took the sting from death. Heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh. And for the price he paid, I'm forever in his debt. The cross will never die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember that freedom's never free. I will walk free, I will stay free, I will live free, I will die free. Stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. I will remember, I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live to live what I believe, if for no one else but me. I will remember the freedom's ever free. Oh yeah.
Freedom's ever free.
If for no one else but me,
I will stand.
And I will live.
If for no one else but me,
live what I believe. Remember that freedom's never free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
You know, I'll come in here this morning. I was just talking to Dad and Mom. I asked them a question if they'd ever looked or had a visual of Arlington Cemetery. I got to go to Washington, and I got to tour that place.
remarkable doesn't cover that. That is a sight. That is probably the most awesome sight you will ever see. If there is such a thing as perfect, that would be it. I mean, yes, ma'am.
All right, Miss Denise's class. Please. Just Miss Denise's class right now, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the changing of the guards and that whole. It's just amazing. I mean, I was just 14 years old, and that captivated me so much because I was in the band, and you know, when you march, you got to be right in a line, and your diagonals need to be straight. And we was walking in front of that, and everywhere you move, everything is in line, diagonally and straight. That is so awesome to see that. Amen, sister. Thank you for serving our country as well.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you for people like you.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But anyway, it's just one of my little childhood things that I got to see, and it's always stuck with me. You know, death is nothing to be afraid of. If you're saved, you know where you're going. And if you're not, well, you don't care. It's as simple as that. But God.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
See, water you turned into wine. Say, water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. And none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. You know, I'm just grateful that this thing called forgiveness rubbed off on me, too. You know that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, come on, Glenn.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Miss, hey, we want to pray for Miss Skye. She's usually back there helping him today, and she got too much sun yesterday and was pretty miserable.
Bless her
today.
Heart.
So we just believe she's healed. Amen.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sin far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they laid him Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree, and took the nails for me. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now he's ascended, my Lord, evermore. Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one springing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just
praise
thank you, Jesus.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
This next song I'm going to sing is for all the ones that our family member that's gone on to glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the how I first my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Mercy reigns,
amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbears to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? I didn't take our offering this Sunday. Mm-mm. Sometimes it is that way.
All right.
Lord, I just thank you for today's offering, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the workers and the tithers and the givers. And I thank you for everybody, Lord God, that come in here and has something to do with this church, Lord God, that participates in any kind of way. I thank you for that. Now I ask you to bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can still come on, Shirley.
I want to say something I forgot to say a while ago. when I was talking about at the doctor's releasing and everything, going down there and having that TEE. And I had an appointment Wednesday with my family doctor, Dr. Charles Giles. And we started the church, we first started meeting in 1979. That was 40 years ago this year. Then the church became official in 1980, but we were meeting in 1979. Then we started meeting. Then we, first part of 1980, we actually organized and formed the corporation, New Life for the Christian Fellowship. And a year after we started, right about the end of 1980. I got struck down, and I ended up in the hospital, and they did their tests, and they run their blood work and all like that, and they determined that I had acute glomerulonephritis, and they expected me to die, and I found out years later that Miss Martha was a witness to my situation when I was in the hospital. She was downstairs, she wasn't up in the, but she said the buzzing around the hospital, it was so terrible about this young 33-year-old man up in the room upstairs, and he's dying and there's nothing they can do about it. And that was me. Well, I was 33 years old. I'm a lot older than 33 now. But Wednesday, Dr. Giles made a couple of interesting statements. And it's been the things that have happened during these periods of time when I've been under attack, the way things have worked at the hospitals, there's doctors and nurses just shaking their heads like, this can't be. And Dr. Giles told me, he said, smile, he said, I don't know what's going on, but he said, evidently the Lord doesn't want you in heaven right now because he keeps finding ways to keep you here. And then he said this. He said, I have never had a case. Anybody like you. I have never seen anybody go through what you've gone through and still be in the shape you're in. You are the healthiest, sickest person that I've ever seen. That's God. That's God, and I thank him for it. Amen. Sister Shirley.